glad I'm serving one this morning who never changes. He said out of his own mouth, I am the Lord, and I change not. We live in a changing world. We're watching religion change like the weather. We're watching churches change that used to stand for truth and right, who are now in the people-pleasing business instead of the gospel-preaching business. And I'm glad that at the end of the day, that God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Take your Bible and turn with me to Luke chapter number 19 this morning. I know what time it is, and I won't keep you long. I promise you that. But I want to give you a simple thought this morning, and if you're saved, you can shout about it and rejoice. If you're lost, you can get saved and then shout about it and rejoice. Amen? Hey, if I was in the church this morning and listening to the preacher and did not know for certain that if I died today, heaven would be my home, I'd get that taken care of immediately. Amen. I wouldn't leave with any doubt. Somebody said long ago, preacher, can I really, really know? Yes, you can really, really know that if you died today, heaven would be your home. I'm glad. I don't know a lot. I'm not a well-educated man. I ain't stupid either, by the way. Amen. Just because I talk slow don't mean I am. Amen. I'm glad there is one thing I do know, and that is I am a child of God. I'll read some scripture in a minute. I'm just enjoying bragging about being saved. Amen. I remember when the movie The Passion of the Christ came out, and there was a lot of debate and a lot of people against it and for it, and I don't give a flip which way you went. I went to see it. Amen. It got quiet. I couldn't care less. I went to see it. And I'm telling you, it moved me and it stirred my heart and it gave me a visual of what Christ did for me. But they interviewed, I believe it was Barbara Walters, interviewed Mel Gibson, the man who produced the movie and the one who wrote it and all that stuff. But they interviewed him, and he made a statement in that interview that stuck with me till this day. He said, well, Barbara, we are all God's children. False statement. We are not all God's children. Jesus looked at a crowd one day and said, ye are of your father, the devil. Amen. And once so was I before Jesus saved me. Everybody born, we're all God's creation, but we're not all God's children. To be God's child, there must be an adoption take place. In other words, a day when you trusted Christ as your Savior. Amen. I hope we're all in agreement on that. I want you to look at Luke chapter 19, one verse, and then we're going to back up to Luke chapter number 15. In Luke chapter number 19, in verse number 10, the Bible said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was, say the word with me, lost. Jesus said, I've come to seek and to save that which was lost. We could come up with many reasons why Christ left heaven, took on the form, the Bible said, of a servant, became like as we are, lived a sinless life, was persecuted in a sham trial, was railroaded to Calvary, who was beaten within the very inch of his life, who was crowned with thorns, who was speared in the side, hung naked before the world to see. Why did he do all of that? He said, I am come to seek and to save that which was lost. You ever lost anything? Come on, talk to me. Or misplaced something? Back last year, I backed my four-wheeler trailer into a tree in the backyard. And funny thing, after I got it fixed, I did it again. But anyway, I backed my four-wheeler trailer into a tree, and I was going to repair the lights on my trailer. And I thought, while I'm at it, I'm just going to go ahead and rewire the whole thing, just get it all done right. You won't have to worry about it anymore. Well, I went to my toolbox. I went to the parts store and I bought the light kit and I bought the wire and I got the little things, you know, that crimps the wires together and I got some electrical tape. You got to have tape if you're going to do anything. Amen. And I began to get everything out and get ready to put the lights on the trailer. And I went to my toolbox. Now, I know where everything is in my toolbox. You probably couldn't find it, but I know where it's at. And I had bought a pair of yellow-handled wire strippers. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You strip the insulation off the wire. And my wire strippers were not in that toolbox where they belong. And I began a frantic search that lasted for 2 days. I could have went down the street to AutoZone and bought another pair for $10. But I spent 2 days tearing everything apart. I turned my boat upside down. I just tore the garage all to pieces. Ask Katie 5 times, honey, have you seen my wire strippers? What are wire strippers? Well, they're about this long. They look like pliers, and they've got yellow handles. No, Daddy, I had never seen no wire strippers. Don't know what you're talking about. Two days. I've lost my mind over a pair of $10 wire strippers. Anybody ever been like that? It's not, you could go get another one, no problem, but it's the principle of the thing. I had that one. I've already paid for that one. That one already belongs to me, and now somehow it is out of sight. It's out of grasp. It's not available. And for 2 days, I searched for those wire strippers. Ain't nobody seen them. Isn't it funny when you lost something at home, ain't nobody seen it? Ain't nobody seen it. Nobody even gets off the couch to help you look. They just look at you like, sorry. Yawn, yawn. Somebody help me. I need some men in here to say amen.
Amen, amen.
I was about to the point of, I've done cut my thumbs all up trying to strip that wire with a pocket knife, and I'm about to the point of mad. I'm about to break down. Go buy another pair of wire strippers. Last ditch effort. I'm going to look in Katie's room. I've looked everywhere else. I've turned the boat upside down. I've cleaned the garage out. I even looked in the attic. I've been everywhere. There's a wire in my house that I might have possibly needed to strip one. I don't know. I've looked everywhere, but Katie's room. Walked right in the room, bedside table, opened the top drawer. You know what was laying in that drawer? My yellow-handled wire strippers that she don't even know what it is and ain't never seen in her life. There was a part of me that wanted to choke my daughter. But there was another part of me that did a little victory dance right there. Woohoo! I found my wire stripper. Yeah. Hey man, I'm fixing to go strip a mile of wire, son. I found my wire strippers. Hallelujah. I got to rejoice over what was lost that was now found. Now, there's a little difference between the Lord's reasoning for hunting something and mine. When the Lord said, I came to seek and save that which was lost, Brother Freddie, he did not mean he knew not where it was.
Yes, brother. Amen. Amen,
brother. I was not lost to him.
Amen.
Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
You were not lost to Christ. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord are in every place beholding the evil and the good. Hey, God knows where you are this morning.
Yes.
Let me say it again. God knows where you are. He knows your state. He knows your standing. He knows your condition. He knows whether you're lost. He knows whether you're saved. He knows if your heart's broke. He knows if you ain't right with God. He knows every little thing about you. Don't ever think that you are lost from God.
Amen.
I was not lost from God. He was lost from me.
Yeah. Amen.
I couldn't have found Christ with the FBI. On my own. Are y'all listening?
Yes.
In Luke chapter number 15, give me about 10 minutes and we'll go to the house. But I want you to look in Luke chapter number 15, just back a few pages. Luke chapter 15 is the chapter of lost things.
Yeah.
In Luke chapter number 15, you start off first of all and you've got a lost lamb.
Yeah.
Then you go on down and the Lord's giving parables.
Yes.
That's how he explains things.
Yes.
He don't go to the Greek. He don't read a different version of the Bible. When the Lord taught people, he said, you see that tree over there? He used things that they understood to make a spiritual application. Does that make sense? Sometimes we may relate something to a child in the way they'll understand it. Hayden was at the house, our four-year-old grandson, the other day, and he was playing and doing something, and my wife said, Hayden, you're getting big. He said, you're going to be just like Papa. And he said, I'm going to be 40. That's what he said. So she had to back up and re-explain that thing. So sometimes the Lord would take something that we would understand, an earthly thing, to explain a heavenly thing. In Luke 15, we've got a lost lamb, and then he uses some lost loot, some money. And then he winds up with a lost lad or a son. Or we could say it was a lost sheep, some lost silver, and a lost son. But I want to look at these three things this morning and look at them. Why does he use three different things? They were all lost in a different way. They were all three lost in a different way. Look at Luke chapter 15 and look with me at verse number 3. The Bible said, and he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose how many? Now, I'm going to stop right there. I love that word, one. He said, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose how many?
One.
You're enough. Understand that. It's hot in here, ain't it? You are enough. It's not the masses, it's not the multitudes that necessarily draw the mind of Christ. It's one. Amen. I believe Christ would have died for me had I been the only one. Amen. I believe you're worth that to him too. He said, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Listen, how could a sheep get lost? A sheep gets lost in many ways, but number one, he's usually led away. Amen. A sheep can get so caught up. I love the song, prone to wander, God, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. The Bible said we like sheep have gone astray. You know what it means to go astray? It just means to wander off from where you are supposed to be. Amen. My daughter Ashley, she was a professional at that when she was a little girl. Walmart was one of her very first words. That's the God's truth. Walmart was one of the first words came out of her mouth. But when we went to Walmart, we would always tell her, Brother Freddie would say, Ashley, you stay right here. You know, my wife would get to looking at something or trying on something. Sporting goods, that's where you go, men, when you go to Walmart. You go hang out in sporting goods till she's done. Say amen. So I'm back in the sporting goods. And Ashley would get distracted. She is a natural born shopper. And she was doing her own little shopping of her own kind, and she'd just forget where Mama was at. And she'd wander away. And then we'd have to go hunt her and find her. One day we hid in a rack of clothes. Remember that? And she stopped all of a sudden and realized she was lost.
Yeah.
And she started going, Mama, Mama. That's kind of like that little old sheep does. That little sheep gets to eating and grazing. That sheep will take its eyes off the shepherd. Hey, are you with me this morning? I wonder how many of us has taken our eye off the shepherd. We've got caught up in our own thing, filling our own bellies, living our own lives, and we've forgotten to look to see where the shepherd is leading us. And by the time we realize we need to look for the shepherd, he's nowhere to be found. We have been led away. Are enticed away, amen, are distracted away. Life's distracting. whether you believe that or not. Some preachers, I don't know, and I'm not knocking them, but they stand in the pulpit and they act like the Christian life is the easiest thing in the world to live. And if you can't live as clean and godly as they are, you're just wicked and deserve hell. Well, I'm not a preacher like that this morning. I live in the real world. Are you listening to me? I go to town every now and then. I know what's out there, and I know how easy it is to get our eyes off of the Lord. Amen. It's a distracting world we live in. You can't even drive down the interstate and keep your eyes on the road for the billboards. Amen. Some of them are borderline pornography. Y'all listening? I've told you the story over and over about the Hooters sign on 75. Traveling somewhere to preach, think I was going to Kentucky. There's a Hooters sign. You know what it said? Made you look. What got quiet on me? You know what it dawned on me when I read what that sign said? That's its purpose. That's its purpose. It is to distract you and draw you off course. Amen. I wonder how many of the little sheep in here this morning, though we're not bleeding like sheep, but we're God's sheep. We are the sheep of His pasture, if you're saved. Amen. I wonder how many of us have been looking at the billboards of life and have gotten drawn off the path that we are supposed to be on. Amen. That sheep could have been distracted or led away. Something else got its attention. We raised cows, my family, growing up. We raised Hereford cattle, and I always was amazed. We would have, who knows what chicken litter is? Come on, man, we need to educate some folks. Y'all need to go back in time a little bit. We'd have chicken litter. That's after the chickens leave the chicken house for the processing plant. Everything that's left on the floor. You can imagine several thousand chickens in one place for 6 weeks. You know what's down there, okay? And they go in and they get all that up and they put it in a spreader. It's a thing you pull it behind the tractor. And we would come, when I was little, when they brought chicken litter, I'd think it snowed because all the feathers on the ground and smelled to high heaven. I thought, man, that snow don't smell too good. Amen. My grandfather would go to great lengths to fertilize the pasture and to make the grass grow. He'd keep it bush hogged. And I mean, boy, he'd take it over. He'd take very good care of it. But you'd watch them cows stick their heads through the barbed wire, about to cut their own throat to eat the grass that's growing on the other side of the fence that ain't had no chicken litter. Ain't had no bush hogging. Most of it looked like weeds, but they've got a distraction. There's something over there that I can't get to. There is a barrier between. That's human nature. We want what we can't have. God has made us the sheep of His pasture. We're in His pasture. Tell me a better place to be. Come on, give us some thought. Where is a better place to be? Safe in the arms of God. Saved on my way to heaven. Hooked up with a Bible-believing church. I'm talking about a fellowship of great Christian men and women. I'm in God's pasture. I ought to be happy as a tick on a dog. I mean, I ought to be thrilled to death, man. But what I got to do? Stick my head through the barbed wire. I want some of that over there. Amen. Sheep can be led away. Now, when a sheep's led away, whose fault is it? Is it the billboard's fault? It's the sheep's fault. You know why sheep get lost? Now, y'all stay with me right here. I'll hit this and run. The dumb. They just dumb. Look at your neighbor and say he could be talking to you. The dumb animals. I'm not calling you that. Let me call me that. I'm a pretty dumb sheep. Amen. I'm a pretty stupid lamb. Here I am enjoying the good grace of God. Here I am in God's family on my way to heaven when I die. Here I am with a wonderful family. If I ain't careful, I'm looking out yonder at something else. Something's out there going, come here, little sheep. Come on. Come over here. This will be better. It ain't. It ain't. Listen, it ain't. Anywhere the shepherd is not, it ain't better. Don't let this world lie to you. Old Milwaukee said it don't get no better than this. Yes, it does.
That's right.
Amen. Safe in the arms of God is the greatest place for any man, woman, boy, or girl to ever be. Don't let nothing lead you from His pasture.
Amen.
Amen. Then we've got the coin. Look at verse number 8. Verse number 8. He said, either what woman... I wonder why he used a woman when he was talking about money. Just a thought. He said, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Amen. All three of these stories got one thing in common. Two things. Three things. They just keep adding up. Something was lost. Something was found. It had ended in rejoicing.
Amen.
All three of them. Now, how would a coin be lost? It's an inanimate object. The coin is lost at no fault of the coin. Coins don't run off by themselves. Are you listening? I said the sheep could have been led, but let me say that the coin was just left. Are you listening? Listen, man, you were born lost, not your fault. That's just how it is. You were born in a sin nature. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 1. Help me. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Whew, got it. That's 40 stuff is killing me, man. I was going to tell you a joke about getting old, but I forgot it. The coin was lost. It was no fault of the coin. It was just lost. Somebody had misplaced it. Now, if we're not careful, that's what we do with the Lord. Amen. We take it for granted that He's always there. Now, listen, we are eternally saved. Nothing you can do to get me out of the hand of God. Amen. But I can sure misplace Him. Amen. I can sure misplace Him. Listen, that sheep was led away. That little coin was just left. Listen. It was helpless. It couldn't do anything in finding itself. It couldn't do anything in getting itself back into the hand of the owner. Somebody had to look for it, lest it never be found. We're going to talk about the son here in a minute. Now the son, there was something the son could do, and he did. But there was nothing this coin could do. This is a picture of a lost man, just as sure as the world. This is a picture of somebody dying and on their way to hell. It's not in your grasp. It's not in your power. It's not even in your mind what to do to get yourself to a found condition unless the Holy Spirit comes and seeks you out and brings old-fashioned Holy Ghost conviction. I didn't even know I was lost.
Amen, preacher.
Didn't know I was lost.
Amen.
I got baptized when I was 6 years old. They gave me a New Testament. I still got it. Charles Williams signed it. 1972. Got it in the cabinet in my study. I got a baptismal certificate. I got dunked in the baptistry at White Oak Springs Baptist Church. You know what? I rode that for years.
Come on, preacher.
Somebody say, you going to heaven when you die? Oh, yeah, I'm a member at White Oak Springs Baptist Church. Didn't even know I was lost. I was riding on a false profession of faith. I went to the altar on a double dog dare by Roger Bush. Ed Ballou was preaching. Roger Bush said, I dare you go to the altar. I said, you go first. He said, I double dog dare you. You got to go. Deacon on this side, deacon on that side, mama behind me. Deacon said, say this. I said that. Other deacon said, say this. I said that. Mama shouted and cried, and they told me I was saved. Okay. Didn't have a clue. For years, I didn't even know I was lost. I wonder how many we got here this morning don't even realize they're lost. Thinking the preacher's preaching to somebody else this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, this message is not for me. It is if you're lost.
Yeah.
It's exactly for you if you're lost. Hey, I wonder how long you've been riding a false profession. I ain't trying to talk you out of your salvation, but if you're saved, you know it.
Yes.
There ain't no doubt in your mind. You remember it like it was yesterday. If you are truly born again.
Amen, preacher.
If you got to think about when it happened, it didn't.
Yeah. That's good, preacher.
Amen. That's a bold statement, but I'm being honest.
Yes, sir.
If Ed McMahon brought you that big check for $10 million, you would never forget that, even if you spent every dime of it.
Yeah.
You could tell somebody about that to you, even when you had Alzheimer's, you'd remember it. Y'all listening? If you really got born again, you know about it.
Yeah.
I ain't saying you got to know the day. I ain't saying you got to know an exact date. I do. But you got to know a time.
Right.
You got to know a place.
Yes.
That thing ought to be fresh in your mind.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I wonder how many lost and don't know it.
Amen.
I'll never forget several years ago, Brother Terry and Stacy Williams, I don't know if they're in here or out probably with the bus kids. I'm sure they are. But they were sitting in church. They were sitting right here where Brother Danny and Miss Heidi are, exactly right there where they're at. And we were singing, "I Know My Name Is There." I know my name is there. We get to that chorus and we raise our hands. You know why? It's not just tradition. That's a good testimony. We raise our hand in testimony that we know that our name is written in heaven. Her little boy elbowed her and said, "Mama, why don't you raise your hand?" And she busted out crying and she said, "'Cause I don't know." For the first time in her life, she realized she was lost. Church member, working in the bus ministry.
Come on, preacher.
Leading kids to Christ.
Amen.
And didn't know him herself.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
That coin didn't even know it was lost until it was found.
Amen, brother.
I didn't know I was lost till I was found.
Yeah, brother.
I didn't know I was going to hell till he found me.
Yeah.
I like that old song, "I'm so glad he found me."
Yeah,
put his arms around. Oh boy, hallelujah. Ain't you? How many of you glad he found you this morning?
Yeah.
Y'all wake up a little bit. How many of you glad he found you? Hey, you didn't, hey, little coin, you didn't roll up where he was.
Yeah.
He came right where you was at.
Yeah.
I'm glad he knew where the New Year's Eve party was.
Amen.
I'm glad he knew right where I was at. And he came right there and he said, "I found you."
Amen.
There you are.
Yeah,
there you are. Hallelujah. And you know what I said? There you are. Glory to God. For the first time in my life, I was met head on with my lost condition. I ran to the preacher's house and said, "I got to get born again."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe I was already saved. I just hadn't verbalized it. Amen.
Yeah,
amen. It's the heart, man. With the mouth, confession's made. Y'all okay? Amen. I believe a lot of people are saved before they get to the altar. Oh yeah, brother. I believe that with all my heart. Listen, that little sheep was led away. That little coin was just left. Some of you been left. Left for dead. Left for hell. But there's somebody diligently seeking you this morning. And it's not that he doesn't know where you are. He needs you to understand where you are.
Amen.
Before you can get found, you got to get lost.
Yeah. Amen.
Are you listening? Before you can get saved, you got to get lost.
Amen.
In other words, you don't get saved because, "Oh, I want to go to heaven because grandma's going to be there."
Yeah. Amen.
That's not the motive that'll bring you to the saving knowledge of Christ. Salvation's personal. I'm glad my children are saved. I'm glad my son-in-law is saved. I'm glad everybody in my family that I know of, that they're saved. I'm glad of that. But that ain't why I got in.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I got in. Salvation's really selfish.
Yeah.
Our motives for getting saved, it's selfish.
Yeah.
God uses our selfish nature.
Yeah.
I didn't get saved from my wife and kids. I wasn't even thinking about them. My wife was in the car with my mama getting saved while I was getting saved. I didn't know. I thought they were shouting because I got in. They were shouting because she got in.
Yeah. Amen.
I got saved because I was lost in going to hell.
Yeah.
I got saved because I realized I was lost. I got saved for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't have nothing to do with heaven. It didn't have nothing to do with eternal life. It had something to do with burning forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I said, "Man, I got to get this fixed."
Yeah.
Amen. The lamb was led. The loot was left. Now let's finish this. Look at verse number 11. Verse number 11. You know the story, I hope. The Bible said that a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Now I'm going to jump down, and if you know the story, the boy said, let's see. Let's just pick back up at verse number 13. The Bible said, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a, say the next word with me,
far
country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. If you know the story, the boy gets down there, he spends all his money, loses all his friends, he winds up with a job, he joins himself to a citizen of that country. Amen. And he's no longer visiting, he's one of them.
Amen.
And he finds out what that society has to offer is pigs.
Yeah.
That's the best you can do, boy, go feed the hogs. He's hungry, he's lonely. The Bible said he's about to fill his belly with the husk that the hogs are eating.
Amen,
he's about to stoop to eating with the pigs. But the Bible said in verse number 17, and when he came to himself. You ever heard somebody say, I've heard them say it in my office in counseling. One of the dumbest excuses I've ever heard for a wife leaving her husband or a husband leaving a wife. But more times than not, it's been the wife that made this statement, I need to find myself. I'm like, there you are. You're in my office. Yeah, all right. No divorce. We found you. Amen. I need to go find myself. What happened? This boy found himself. In other words, he came to grips with where he's at. You ever stop and look at your life or look at yourself and think, how did I get here when I was there? How did I get here when I was there? The Bible said he came to himself. Maybe some folks this morning just need to come to yourself. You need to find yourself. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? You know what he's doing? He's remembering how much better it was with the father. Party's over. Friends are gone. Bright lights of the city have been dimmed. He's on the other side of it. Oh, there's a fun side. But that coin flips, brother. It's all over. He's in the hog pen. And as soon as he starts to eat with them pigs, he doesn't just think about his brother who stayed with the father. Doesn't think about his God-fearing mama and daddy. Didn't think about the nice house he had. He even was thinking about their servants, their slaves. He said, man, they got it better than I do.
That's right, preacher.
You ever got to a place where you went, what was I thinking? Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you idiot.
Yeah.
Come on, help me now. He came to himself, and he remembered how good it was. I remember, I used Brother Jason, I know he won't mind, he stood in my driveway one day weeping like a baby. And I said, Brother Jason, he said, I'm just not happy. He said, I want to get back to the place where I was happy. I said, Jason, where was that at? He said, when I was in church. He said, and I was singing in that youth choir. He said, it's the happiest I've ever been in my whole life. You know what he did? He got in the hog pen. I've been in there too. I'm not singling him out. You've been in there too. Some of you in there right now. You at church with your Sunday smile on, but you in the pen. When he came to himself, he remembered where it was good.
Yeah, bro.
Amen. The sheep could have been led away or distracted. The coin was left. But listen to the boy. He was lured. He was lured. He was tricked. He was tricked by the world saying this is... You know what he said? He was so lured away, he looked at the man who loved him more than anybody else. He looked at the one person who would have probably given his life for him.
Amen.
Wasn't his brother.
Amen.
His brother got mad.
Yeah.
It was his dear old father.
Yeah.
And that world made it look so good and so enticing.
Yes.
It caused this young man to look at the man who would have probably died for him and said, give me what's coming to me. You know what he got? Exactly what was coming to him.
Amen.
That's usually what we get too. I want what I deserve. Do you really? That's what I want to tell that crowd picketing Wall Street. You really want your fair share? I've got a Colt 45. I ain't talking about a beer neither. I'm talking about a pistol.
Amen.
I can send you on. Amen. Boy, it got quiet on me. They all want what's their fair share. Give me what's coming to me. You better be careful. He found out what was coming to him. Wasn't the bright lights. Oh, the bright lights were on the journey to what was coming to him. It was between there and what he had coming to him. What he had coming to him was a hog pen. What he had coming to him was misery and starvation. Hey, listen, I don't want what I deserve. I want to go back to the Father's house. I want to be where somebody loves me and cares for me. Somebody who's willing to lay down their life for me.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. He was lured away.
Amen.
Now, unlike the sheep and unlike the coin, this young man did something about his lost condition. The Father didn't go find him.
Amen.
I believe Father knew where he was all along. You figure it any way you want, but I figure Daddy knowed right where he's at.
Amen. Amen.
Daddy knew he had reached the end of his rope.
Yeah.
That's why he was looking for him.
Amen, brother.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
That's why he was looking for him. I don't think he rejoiced because he was shot. Y'all all right? I think he rejoiced because his son just finally came home.
Amen.
Here's what the young man said, the lost lad. He said, I will arise. I will arise. I don't think he's a picture of a man on his way to hell.
Amen.
I think he's a picture of a man who drifted away from his family.
Yes, amen.
Now, with us, I'm talking about the family of God.
Amen.
Yes. I'm talking about one who knew where to go.
Yeah.
I'm talking about one who knew he was lost.
Come on.
I'm talking about one who knew which side of the bread was buttered. I'm talking about the one who knew where the groceries were. I'm talking about one who knew where the supply came from. I'm talking about one who knew where it was better than where he's at now.
Amen.
If you're lost and on your way to hell, you don't know. You don't know the goodness of God. You've never tasted it. You've never experienced it. But this boy knew.
Amen.
He said, I will arise.
Yes.
Well, that's a decision.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That was a decision on his part. He remembered how good it was with the Father.
Yes.
Some of us need to remember how good it is with Jesus.
Yeah.
This morning. He said, I'll arise, I'll go to my Father and say to my Father, I've sinned against God, I've sinned against you, I've sinned in your sight, make me as one of your hired servants.
Amen.
You know what he did? He got home and rehearsed that very thing to his daddy.
Yeah.
The Father saw him coming, the Bible said, far off, ran, fell on him and kissed him.
Yeah.
Woo! Ain't you glad Jesus does us like that?
Yeah.
I've never come crawling back up under the cross begging for mercy and have God slap me around. No, every time he falls on me and kisses me and loves me and welcomes me back home. Just make me a servant. God, I don't deserve to be anything else. Serve my hind leg.
Amen.
Kill that calf. Wonder why the calf was fatted. Said kill the fatted calf. Y'all know what a fatted calf is? That's one that's been put up.
Yeah.
Been feeding it special.
Amen.
Flush all that old sire grass and all that stuff. Corn feed them for a few weeks.
Yeah, bro.
Somebody, that thing was there for a purpose.
Yeah.
Amen. That calf was in there for a purpose.
Yeah.
Somebody said, when are we going to kill that calf? We will. Maybe that older brother said, Daddy, I'm ready for some of them tenderloins. I'm ready for a filet mignon. Let's kill that calf. Not yet.
Amen.
That calf was being saved.
Amen.
There's a celebration coming.
Amen.
Daddy said, go kill that calf. Now, go kill that calf.
Yeah.
Bring a robe out here and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger. They say that ring signified the family he belonged to. Put a ring on his finger. Put some shoes on his feet.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that father's robe did? It covered all that filth the world put on him.
Yeah,
they put that robe on him, covered up. Man, once that robe got on him, you couldn't even tell where he'd been.
Yeah.
Looked like he never left.
Yes, sir, brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lost things. I'm glad God knows right where we are.
Amen.
I'm glad when we're like sheep and we're prone to wander, He knows how to find us. He knows how to put us on His shoulder and bring us home. I'm glad when I was lost without God, I was like that coin, didn't even know I was lost. He knew. And I'm glad He came right where I was.
Amen.
Revealed to me my lost condition. I trusted Him as my Savior. But since that day, I've been more like that son than any other subject in our text this morning.
Amen.
Bright lights, big city. Distracted, drawn away, lured. I don't know how many times in meetings like we've had this week, I've made a decision. I will arise.
Amen.
I will arise.
Amen.
Bible said, draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
In other words, God's saying it's your move.
Yes, brother.
It's
yes.
Your move.
Amen.
You say, how far am I away from getting back to God? If you're on the front row, you're real close. You're just an altar away.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet this morning. Brother Todd, y'all come. Get us a song. Which one of these would most likely be you? The little sheep that's just wandered off and got distracted? You were with the shepherd, but you just wandered off somehow. You didn't even really mean to. Wasn't your heart's desire, hey, I'm just going to walk away from God for a while. Wasn't a decision you made, just something that happened. Or would you consider yourself like that coin, that little piece of silver? Didn't even know you was lost until the Holy Spirit came by today and said, hey, that's you. If you don't get saved, you'll die and go to hell. You need to get that settled. Or would you be like that son this morning who walked away on purpose, thinking it was going to be better? But now you're at the point you realize it really ain't. And you need to make that decision like he did and say, I will arise and go to my Father. You know what you're going to get if you do? Exactly what he got. Restored. Restored, He'll help you this morning. Let's bow our heads all over the house. We're going to have just a verse of an invitation here in just a minute. But I wonder before we do, I wonder if there's a lost coin here this morning. I wonder if there's one that say, preacher, I'm not 100% sure if I died today, heaven would be my home. I would like to tell you that I am, but I'm not sure. And I would really love to have that settled in my heart. I'd like to pray for you. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. Nobody's going to drag you to an altar. I'm just simply going to do what I told you. I'm going to pray for you. If you slip up your hand, say, preacher, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Anybody? I wonder if we'd have some this morning say, preacher, I'm not like that coin. I know I'm saved. Ain't no doubt about it. But I'm fitting that sheep and that son pretty good. I've wandered away. Not where I ought to be. Preacher, pray I'd make a decision like that boy and say I will arise and go to my Father. How about it? Several hands all over the building. Thank you. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you, God, for a good day. Lord, I thank you for the blessing of having these bus children come in and love on me and sing to me. God, I don't deserve that. I don't deserve to be a part of their lives. I just want to say thank you this morning. Lord, thank you for these that have come today. Lord, set under the preaching of the Word of God. Lord, thank you for these that were honest enough to raise their hand. Lord, I just pray, God, you'd help them this morning. Lord, to find their way back to where they ought to be. God, have your way in this invitation. We'll thank you. We'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.